Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
I wish I hadn't forgotten why I was waiting so long, why I was holding on to a distant summer song. For now my thoughts are with some that are very nice indeed, but they don't hold a candle to the thrill that you gave to me. I wish I hadn't forgotten the softness of your touch, those big brown eyes that mesmerize like I've had too much. I can't complain, it's all in vain. The choice was mine, I know, just cannot remember why I let you go.
I wish you hadn't forgotten why we were waiting so long, why we were holding on to a distant summer song. For even though the girls I know are ticklish with their charms, I wonder, is there laughter in a world beyond your arms? I wish I hadn't forgotten to just once more remind, this life is chance, but circumstance gives beauty unrefined. I could have said what's in my head, the choice was yours, I know, but I just cannot remember why I let you go. So long, while we were holding on to a distant summer song.
For now my thoughts are with some that are very nice indeed, but they don't hold a candle to the thrill that you gave to me.
I wish I hadn't forgotten the softness of your touch, those bright blue eyes that mesmerize like I've had too much.
I can't complain, it's all in vain.
Oh, the choice was yours,
I know,
but I just cannot remember why I let you go. Why I let you go.
Originally from Chilliwack, British Columbia, that was Canadian-born trumpeter, vocalist, and composer Bria Skonberg with the 2012 song I Wish I Hadn't Forgotten, featuring the great John Pizzarelli off her CD called So Is the Day. In elementary school, she took piano lessons, but that did not stick. She switched to the trumpet in the seventh grade and topped off her educational jaunt graduating from the jazz program at Capilano University. Over the years, Bria has been a pro at going solo or being the leader of the Vancouver-based groups Bria's Hot Five and the Big Bang Jazz Band. Bria was also the co-founder of the all-female group Mighty Aphrodite Jazz Band, and she has been active traveling to jazz festivals in North America, Europe, China, and Japan. Since 2010, she has been in her own new home of New York City. And since then, she has performed with big shots like Howard Alden and Wycliffe Gordon. And the awards keep rolling in. In 2006, she got the CBC Jazz Award of Merit. And in 2007, she got the Kobe Jazz Street Award, along with many others over the years. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she reflected on her career and told me about some great advice that she got and she remembers all the time.
Yeah, I met Lou Soloff, the trumpet player, and he said, you know, there's always going to be some new place faster, there's going to be some new place higher, and a place like New York, the only place you have is survival. It's just figuring out what you have that nobody else has. It's just, you know, owning it. And, you know, he was just saying, like we said, you know, really focus on what makes you unique.
It's great to kick this show off with Bria. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has its own trumpet player leading a youth march during a very jazz-rich time in Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with minutes upon minutes of quality jazz licks. So the hallmark of any good jazz interview are the stories that are dispensed, and Bria had many. More specifically, she had a great one about the jazz guitar legend Bucky Pizzarelli. As we listen to her tell it, here's Bucky with the tune Tangerine off the 2014 CD Green Guitar Blues.
You know, Bucky, I remember sitting on a bus with Bucky. We had both flown into the Seattle airport. We're taking a trip out to somewhere in the little islands over in Washington State. And I was surprised because he just said, I don't know, he's like, bus is the best way to travel. Yeah, I really like being on the bus. You know, and he's like 84 years old at this time, saying, yeah, you know, the bus isn't so bad. Like, you know, saying what he likes about traveling or this and that. And he's so easygoing. He's so just like, you know, I guess when you've had that mileage, like you said, and also experienced a lot, been through everything probably, he just kind of rolls with it.
Yeah.
So, and I think where I've kind of, you know, got the balance, you know, if you, it's just, you know, you don't get too high, don't get too low. Trumpet player and vocalist from New York City, and I'm so excited to be meeting my friend Joe Domino here with Neon Jazz. Enjoy.
Thank you.
that was Slovenia's most heralded contemporary music man and a renowned export, pianist Marko Črnčec, with the tune Schizo off his 2014 CD Devotion. These days, he is also spending a lot of time in New York City. On the international scene, he is known as a formidable young multi-instrumentalist, a composer, arranger, and producer who easily works across genres, and in particular, jazz and popular music. By the age of six, his music path began by studying classical music on accordion and then piano by the age of 10. During his teen years, he was a multiple award winner in both national and international competitions. Just a little bit of what was to come in his career. From one of the best tenor sax players in jazz ever, this is Stanley Turrentine with a rip off that waxy 1962 LP. That's Where It's At, and it is with Smile Stacy. Thank you.
Hey there, everyone. This is Michael Carvin. You've been listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiNino. To all of you great Joe fans out there and jazz fans, please keep supporting the music. We love you, and jazz loves you, and Joe loves you. I'm Michael Carvin. Thanks a lot. Have a nice life.
That was the modern-day jazz sax cat, Chet Doxis, with the 2010 tune Blue 23 off his CD Big Sky. Adept in a wide variety of musical settings and styles, he is becoming one of the most well-respected and sought-after sax players of his generation. He currently leads his own group, which features guitarist Matthew Stevens, bassist Zach Lober, and drummer Eric Dew. Chet also co-leads a group that he shares with trumpeter Dave Douglas, bassist Steve Swallow, and his brother Jim on drums. To date, he has recorded 7 albums as a leader and a co-leader, and he is also a very esteemed Juno nominee. From the genius of Dave Brubeck with his quartet, faithfully following his lead. From the LP full of gems and rare recordings circa 1953 to 54, I love the sound of this one. This is Welcome to the Perfume Counter. ¶¶
Charles McPherson. Tune in and listen to the great show, Jazz Domino, Neon Jazz.
That was Juno-nominated pianist and composer Chris Donnelly with the 2008 tune Hallucinations off his CD titled Solo. Originally trained simultaneously as a classic pianist and jazz pianist, his overall gig is an eclectic mix of jazz, ragtime, stride, gospel, improvisation, original compositions, and classical music. This album was his debut and was Juno nominated, and that was only the beginning of his brigade of awards that he has been getting. He is a cat that is on the up and up, as they say. Right out of Wheeling, West Virginia, this is trombonist Reggie Watkins, and he has one of the best stories I have ever heard during an interview. It involves Maynard Ferguson and Frank Sinatra, and it's good. This is his brand new song, Avid Admirer, off his latest July 2016 CD release by the same name. Dig it.
So, Maynard Ferguson found himself living in Los Angeles, but he was on staff for Paramount Studios as a musician. And at the time, he was single, and he had a place in the Hollywood Hills. At some point, he became acquainted with a young lady that was known to be one of Frank Sinatra's girls, and meaning that it was one of his girlfriends that he kept, so to speak. He's, he had a partner for her, so on and so forth. I guess they just spent some time with her, and one day he's in his Hollywood Hills home practicing, and he gets a knock on the door. So he goes to the door, and at the door is this gigantic Italian man with a record in his hand, and he asked him to sign the record. So the man signed the record, and he says, okay, so what are you here for? He says, Frank sent me. And Maynard's response was, Frank who? Knowing damn well who he was talking about.
Oh my God.
And he became irritated that Frank had sent somebody to his house. So immediately he started with the Frank who, you know. He said, now look, since he says that's Frank's girl, and you know, you should stay away. And looks at the guy and says, I tell you what, tell Frank to go bleep himself. Slammed the door in the guy's face. Okay. So, what's to become of it? Fast forward to a television shoot for a Frank Sinatra special. And Maynard's in the band. He's in the studio. And he said, it, honestly, he was wondering what was going to happen. Because he knew he thought, well, what was I doing talking with this guy this way? And apparently, then, the only exchange that they ever had after that was Frank came by and Maynard's there on stage and says, you got a lot of balls, kid. That's all he got.
That was a cat that started out on the keys, then took up the clarinet, and later the alto sax, Eric Alexander, with a theme for him, The Real Thing, off his 2015 CD by the same name. From jazz guitar cat Buzz Etri, here's the tune Reflections as we reminisce a bit off the 2009 CD compilation called Jazz Guitar Legends, next on this dreamy hour of Neon Jazz.
From New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. The top
That was a cat whose sole business was pleasure. Hard bop and soul jazz cat Roosevelt Babyface Willard, right out of Little Rock, Arkansas, or New Orleans, Louisiana. We're not sure of his geography, but we know his sound. That was the 1964 tune Behind the Eight Ball, and I believe we may be that around here, and it's time for the Corner Pocket. And the final chip shot is going to be courtesy of modern-day jazz trumpeter and composer Ralph Alessi with the tune Here Tomorrow off his latest 2016 disc called Quiver. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that makes music when he's shooting a game of pool or billiards or whatever it may be, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
That ought to do it.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC at gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.